Doctor Who, Horror of Fang Rock by Terence Dix. Part 1. A lighthouse stands proudly against a dark horizon, its broad base rooted in the jagged rocks of a small island, its lamp flashing dependably over the surrounding sea. A ball of light streaks a violet trail across the sky and plunges beneath the waves. The water glows crimson, then fades to black. At the top of the lighthouse, on a gallery that circles the glass-paned lamp room, a thin young man is squinting through a brass telescope. An old man joins him outside.
Here, Reuben, come and look, quick.
What is it, boy?
There's this light, shot across the sky. Went under the sea, it did, and the sea is all glowing. Over there.
As Reuben takes the telescope, another man steps out behind them.
Nothing there now.
Oh, not now, maybe. I told you it went under the sea.
But it could have been a, what do they call them, meteor.
Weren't far off.
Oh, sightseeing now, are we? Open a spot, some of them bathing bells on the beach, eh?
Well, Vince here has been seeing stars.
I saw a light clear across the sky. It came, went under the sea.
Shooting star, eh?
It weren't no shooting star. Seen them before.
Bring your luck, boy, that will. Bit of luck coming for you.
On this rock, not till my 3 months is up.
Well, whatever it was, it's gone now. So long as it isn't a hazard to navigation, we don't have to bother with it.
We're all red and glowing.
Aye, well, I've heard enough about it now, lad. I'm off downstairs for my supper. You just forget it.
Vince is left alone on the gallery, leaning on the railing, staring out to sea.